The Orfeo Duo with music by the Romanian composer George Enescu. That was his Obad. You're listening to Dinner Classics on the New Classical FM. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, summer is a great time to explore Ontario, such a big province with so much to offer. And if you had a hankering to head over to Prince Edward County, there is yet more reason between August 15th and 23rd. That's when you can catch the many dynamic music offerings of the Big Lake Festival. It offers a rich lineup of world-class performances in a variety of venues in and around Wellington. Big Lake co-founder Alyssa Lee joins me to tell us all about it. Alyssa is an award-winning violinist with a resume that puts pins in dozens of cultural centers across Europe, having held leading positions in orchestras in Oslo, Munich, Stockholm, Luxembourg, Berlin, and more. She's known closer to home as the violinist of the Juno Award-winning Ensemble Made in Canada. And full disclosure, in fact, Alyssa and I go way back to our youth in the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra and playing string quartets together for a fun-filled six formative years. And I'm very happy to reunite with my old friend right here along with you. Alyssa Lee, welcome to Dinner Classics.
So nice to be here.
Big Lake is marking its fifth anniversary this summer.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Congratulations. What is the spirit behind Big Lake?
Oh my gosh, like when I look back at what's happened in the 5 years, it's sort of like, you know, when you always dream of something, when it actually happens, you're sort of still pinching yourself. That's how I feel. I'm really grateful that we've received so much support and it's actually managed to stay. You never know. And it's been an incredible journey and learning curve.
Yeah. And what is the idea? What was that dream that you had 5 years ago?
I mean, it was just the idea of wanting to curate and create as a musician. I think you're always in the interpretive role. And I got a taste of it with my piano quartet, with the Mosaic. I got really addicted and loved that creative process. And so putting our own programs together has been extremely gratifying that way. And it's been an amazing time.
How has it evolved so far?
Well, our first official year as Big Lake was in COVID, so I think it's going to have to evolve even normally. Although I have to say, like, that year was pretty pivotal because it did establish certain rules that we didn't think were going to be a norm, but they grew to be like coming and pivoting to different venues, and not having a permanent space meant that we had to be creative also with our locations. And it's been sort of like a footprint now moving forward. We do have most of our concerts in a little wonderful, quaint music hall in Wellington. But we do have that spirit of showing Prince Edward County off by doing one-offs in different places.
Well, this year's theme is Hidden Gems, and it sounds actually like there are more layers to that. Actually, the venues are probably hidden gems as well. Yep. But tell us about this year's theme.
Coming out of COVID, for me personally as a performer, I didn't want to go back to all the pieces that I had played previously. It was like I really had a hankering to discover new things. And this is sort of a reach into that. And there's so much amazing repertoire that we just don't know and really, really deserves to be played. I mean, sure, you know, with the station, you're always discovering amazing stuff. But we're also pairing all these hidden gems with well-known popular gems to really contrast. Then you can really see that they pair up and are equal to some of the most popular works that we know today.
Something that you instituted last year is the marathon.
I know, it sounds daunting.
It does. Yeah. I feel out of breath thinking about it, but tell us about that. How did it go?
Well, it was great. I had this idea of doing all the Beethoven violin sonatas.
Oh, wow.
With like 7 violinists and 4 pianists. And it was quite a feat to get the rehearsal schedule, to be honest, together at the festival. It was a grand resounding success. We had 3 concerts, 1 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. And I positioned it especially for people from out of town to be able to come in for the full day and get 3 concerts and have a great lunch and experience the county. And we decided we'd do it again. This year, we're just featuring 3 different composers. Hopefully, it's going to work this year again, too.
What was some of the audience response that you got out of last year's marathon?
Oh, my God. They said it was such a journey and it was so intensive. And they really reveled in just hanging out with each other all day. So they almost created a bond with the audience, with each other, because you would see the same people going to the same concerts and they could share their experiences with each other. And so, but we really make sure it's a really good variety so you can really enjoy all 3 concerts.
And so what is in the lineup for this year's marathon?
Yeah. So the first concert we're featuring Ernst Dance von Dohnányi, or Erno Dohnányi. I discovered his violin sonata, which I fell in love with, and nobody so far I have met has ever played it or even heard
really?
Of it. It's incredible. So I think it's truly an exquisite work, and I'm so looking forward to playing that. again. And second composer is Enescu, and Mihaela Martin is our featured artist this year, coming in from Europe. She is a renowned interpreter of Enescu and coming from Romania, of course, but she's an incredible violinist. So she's going to be leading the way with the Enescu Third Violin Sonata. And then the third concert is Emmanuel Hahn, a composer I actually got introduced to by Louis Lortie. He played me some recordings and I just like, wow, was blown away by the lyricism and the harmonic complexity. And so I thought this is something definitely have to share with everybody.
So that marathon is one day, three concerts. That's on August 17th, a Sunday. What else do you have coming up? Because it seems like one of the big efforts of the festival is to present in different formats, different venues.
We're doing our final concert is the Enescu Octet with the Mendelssohn Octet. It's always been something I've wanted to do. So there you go. You have the juxtaposition of something that's not often played in the Mendelssohn Octet, which is played all the time. We also have a wonderful concert in a couple of barns. So the Friday night at the Eddy, we're celebrating actually our fifth anniversary concert in this beautiful red barn, not far from Wellington, and we're doing it Viennese style. So we're going to be doing lots of Johann Strauss and some Mozart and sort of all the party music from the time.
Very nice. And what are some of the other artists? I see you have the Cheng Duo and David R. Maracle.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of, there's so many. We have so many great concerts. Brian Cheng is one of the most, I think, interesting cellists of our generation right now, of that generation. And we're so excited to bring him back. He was there at the first season when we were teeny tiny, and we're so happy he's coming back.
And David R. Maracle.
Oh, yes. And he's a beautiful, beautiful indigenous artist who plays, I think, every instrument that you could possibly think of. And he's inspiring in so many different ways. And I think we have a lot to learn from him. And I'm so looking forward to hearing his music and his stories. Yeah.
As I mentioned off the top, Ontario is a huge province. You could host a festival in any number of locations. What makes Prince Edward County ideal for you?
Well, it's sort of obvious in their name. So it is surrounded by the water. And that was sort of the one aspect that really resounded with me when I went to the area. Wellington is the only village in the county that actually has direct access to the water in the village. I love all the other areas as well, but this one's really special to me. So it's the water and the people in the community there, yeah.
Well, best of luck with this year's festival. I encourage everyone to check it out. You can explore the offerings at biglakearts.com. That's also where you can get your tickets. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Kathleen.
That was Big Lake co-founder and executive director Alyssa Lee. Big Lake Arts Festival runs August 15th through 23rd. You can find out more, including all of its hidden gems in the program, at biglakearts.com. Right now, let's hear Alyssa in another capacity as violinist with Ensemble Made in Canada. This is Brahms.